When I was reading the gospel last evening, I kind of opened my own imagination of what Jesus was speaking about. And the first thing was, what is the kingdom of God? In my mind, I'm thinking, okay, God's kingdom, the kingdom of God, must be something we're part of as physical people, but also people that are in heaven. You know, have you ever heard of the three kind of places? Us on earth, those in purgatory, and those in heaven. You know, is that God's kingdom? So I'm just saying some of my imagination as I'm reading this, because I think it's always fun to do that with, especially when Jesus is speaking with something, with allegory or parables. Then he thinks about the kingdom of God. To what can I compare it? That was interesting, because this is God speaking as a human. Huh, how should I tell these people? Because I've been there, and I know what's going on, but what is the best language? What is the best story? What is the best image? And he chooses to talk about a mustard seed. Now, as we know on his image of the natural part of that mustard seed, is we are very blessed in a special way, knowing of trees and vegetables here in northern Minnesota, that this creation begins with a small seed. And the mustard seed in one of the smallest. And then it grows out. It must have the roots that go deep, that they have dirt and water and the sun. And there was in my imagination, I wonder what that's like for our own souls. Obviously, we're humans, but we're both. We have the flesh we have, but we also have a soul. What is going on in our spiritual world as we begin as a small seed? That as we go to Mass, as we go to confession, as we pray the rosary, as we read the scriptures, as we grow in our relationship with Jesus, as we're really fleshed out and experienced with the Holy Spirit to do our mission and what we're called to do, are our souls growing? Same thing with the second question that Jesus said, the same one. To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of dough was leavened. A great thing you can all imagine. And right first on that, 3 measures of wheat flour? What are we doing at Mass every time? We have a measure of wheat. How do we take something when we're baking something in the world? How is our soul being baked? With the heat of persecution or the heat against us. So I share today just some of my imagination of this reading. And I think it's so good to allow our minds to imagine what Jesus is teaching. And to follow what his words are. Again, God's kingdom, the kingdom of God. What is God's kingdom? That Jesus asked that same question. And how do we continue to grow in the kingdom of God here on earth and hopefully in heaven?